Hello everyone, welcome to WordCast. This is a program hosted by Global Gospel Channel every Wednesday 9 p.m. That's UK time. Thank you for making time out of your busy schedules to join us this evening. We don't take that for granted. And this evening we'll be dealing with a rather interesting topic, which is dealing with a lying spouse. Sounds interesting. We just want to look at this topic when some spouses have discovered that their partners told them a lie, and they didn't discover for a period of time. So we want to find out a few things about that, and we hope this will help someone. So we're jumping straight to the discussion. I'm Pipe Adeniki, and here with me today is Biojo Adeniki. Right, we're just going to dive in straight away. So why do you think someone will tell a lie to his or her spouse? What are the reasons that make people, spouses for that matter, tell each other lies?
Well, thank you very much. I think that certainly there are many reasons why people can lie in general. And I think that first and foremost, if we first look at it in general, not only to your spouse, but to anyone, why would you want to lie? I know that people lie for various reasons, and some lie with the intent of getting the benefits from lying, because it's possible to lie your way into benefits. Some people can decide to lie for the purpose of impressing people. Some people can lie for the purpose to protect, maybe so that you don't get to know something that can hurt, or something that can really discourage you. Some people also lie with the intent of keeping a secret, and so on and so forth. But when we cone it down to relationship, and in this context to marital relationship, I feel that something that is foundational to spouse lying to each other is the subject of trust and fear. And when I talk about subject of trust and fear, before a spouse can lie to the other partner, I believe that somehow there is a fear factor present. Now, this fear factor can be maybe the fear of how the partner is going to take it, the reaction of the partner. It can be to a secret. It can be to getting to know that one money exists somewhere. It can be fear of arguments and so on. So in a way, somehow there is a fear factor about letting the partner know the truth. So which I think is fundamental about why spouses lie to each other. And riding upon that is trust, because when seemingly you don't trust someone with respect to how that person is going to react to the truth, or react to getting to know about the secret, or getting to know that you have a money somewhere, or you have just been paid, or you are planning to do something, you know, and so on and so forth, then it is possible, you know, for spouse to lie to each other. So I think those two factors are fundamental, fear and trust.
Okay. Right, so we talked about fear factor, lack of trust, probably trying to keep secrets and all. Okay, what are the likely consequences? Because of course, actions carry consequences, either we like it or not. So what are the consequences when the likely consequences when spouses tell each other lies, or a spouse discovered that his or her partner has told him or sold him or her a lie for, well, maybe a few years, and is just discovering, for instance, let's say after 8 years of being together, what are the likely consequences? What can happen?
Well, I think something that is quite fundamental here is the destruction of trust. If there is anything that can be very devastating for spouse, because, you know, if we look at it from the lens of the scripture, the Bible says within the context of marriage that they are naked and not ashamed. So that's fundamental to what marriage is. So when it says be naked and not ashamed, it's not only talking about physical nakedness, but also talking about nakedness through and through. A situation in which you are not ashamed to let your spouse know your weakness, to let your spouse know what you are struggling with, to let your spouse know your progress, your victories, and so on and so forth. So when that boundary is crossed, what happens is that it fundamentally destroys the fabric of trust, and trust is something that takes time to rebuild. So I think that is the consequence that is really, really, you know, grievous. And for some relationships, they don't actually recover from it. And it's quite possible to recover. But I think it's always better not to cross that boundary, because ultimately it also leads to suspicion upon suspicion. So that's a fundamental a consequence of lying within the marital relationship to one another.
Okay, thank you. And when we talk about lying, I'm just going to give you a scenario. Just an additional question that following on what we've talked about so far. If for instance, a spouse tells a lie because his or her spouse really reacts, so maybe violently or harshly, that's the word, reacts harshly to his or her vulnerability or mistakes, and tells a lie to just avoid that initial harshness, and then owns up later, well, depending, maybe a week, 2 weeks later, that, well, I said that because I felt you were going to do this week. Could we term that as lying, and can that also trigger grave consequences that can rock the relationship or the marital relationship?
Yeah, well, certainly, depending on context, I know that it is possible for people to find themselves in a very difficult situation or tight situation in which they are trying to avoid a scenario, you know, getting to degenerate into violence, into argument, and so on. And just like you mentioned, trying to say, okay, how can I build myself out of this? But I think that something, again, is fundamentally wrong if you have to lie your way out just to avoid, you know, your spouse, as it were. It's reflecting that there's something maybe toxic about the relationship, or that there is no opportunity for free communication or open communication about the relationship. And again, it boils down to the fact that if a spouse is lying, we must also try to see what is giving rise to it. We know that there are some people that, like I said earlier on, they are lying just maybe for beneficial purpose, for protection purpose, to escape, you know, punishment, or to escape know, being found out. Some are also serial liars that by default, they lie about everything. But again, some are not like that, but they are pushed into a situation to lie about this, about something, because the other spouse has made, you know, the situation in the home, for example, to be so tense. And as a way of trying to avoid, you know, confrontation and argument and so on, let me just say this and get out of the situation. But that is not going to help anyone. So I think that in every relationship, we should carefully look at honesty, you know, openness in communication. It's more helpful than trying to look for any other alternative to enjoying peace. So that's honesty and open line of communication. So if we both can work on ourselves, as husband, as wife, can work on themselves to make sure that the situation in their house allows for honesty. Even if the husband or the wife has made a mistake, can be open enough to say, I made this mistake, I did this and that. It's not that I will be pulled down, I will be, you know, mocked, you know, my wife will make jest of me unnecessarily, you know. So this honest and open communication certainly is going to help more to promote, you know, truthfulness within a relationship.
Okay, so in essence, the way spouses handle each other's vulnerability, mistakes, and, you know, the not so pleasant sides of one another can enhance enhance communication in a relationship, and also if done negatively, it can also hinder free communication and openness that can sort of maybe tilt the other person into line. Although we've been told this evening that is not actual, it's just, well, maybe just a shortcut. It's not the right way to communicate or do things in a relationship. Yeah. All right, so we'll move to the next question. So how do we deal with a lying spouse? So some people just lie once in that situation, but some are serial liars. So whichever way, how do we deal with lying spouses?
Well, I think let me start by talking about the timing of dealing with that. It's always best that if lie is found out, is addressed as soon as possible. It can be addressed immediately, but there are situations in which, depending on the environment or the context at that point in time, it may not be addressed immediately. For example, maybe just to if you want to talk about this and this and that, many things will scatter, but you try to look for a convenient time to address it. But as much as possible, it should be addressed immediately. Now, the reason there is that when we try to sweep things under the carpet and we don't try to confront falsehood, it prevents avenue for growth and reconciliation. And with a space of time, there could be nothing of bitterness, there could then be resentment. So it's always best to try to clarify. At times, we can also think that something is a lie, but by our effort to try to address and clarify, we may later on find out that it wasn't actually a lie. So instead of bottling things up and then using it to react, or also, you know, deciding on your own that you are going to, you know, you are going to just also be lying on yourself too, then it's better that you just you clarify. Now, so addressing it. The other thing there is how, because, if you don't know the tact to address a matter, then it could lead to further degeneration of the situation. So you have to look for appropriate environment. You have to look for appropriate tone to use in addressing the matter. But I think something that is important is trying to find out the reason why your spouse lies, because marriage is a very great and glorious institution, and the moment somebody that you share vow, somebody that you pledge your life to each other, could have that freedom to lie to you, like we have said earlier on, something is already wrong. Fear is there, maybe some element of lack of trust. So you may have to find out why, because you may then realize even you yourself might have created a situation or an environment in the house that doesn't permit honesty. So apart from only trying to focus on the other partner that has seemingly lied, there may also be work on your own part to do to make sure that you make truth to be something that is convenient, that can be told. You understand? So,
yeah.
So I think that in a very good, calm, wise way, and also loving way, trying to find out why is it? Do you think that I will argue with you? Do you think that I will not cover your shame? Do you think I'm going to make a realistic demand on the money that is coming to your hand, or on the bonus that you have just paid? Do you think that, you should try? And because, for example, that there are some people, they don't let their spouse know that a particular money is coming to their hand, because at that point in time, the spouse is going to make unrealistic demand. Okay? And so they felt that, okay, that still has to do with the fear factor. So, yeah. So I think trying to find out the reason in a loving way will be more productive than being confrontational in a harsh way, because you can still be gentle in your confrontation. You understand what I mean? So it's been, you have to find out. You have to seemingly confront, but it's just the style of confronting and trying to find out what the reason is. So I think that some of the things I will say for now about feeling that that's some other things, like issue of forgiveness is also there, because if you will not forgive, if you will not let go, the question will also be there, why do you want to know? Because there are instances in which someone was caught red-handed lying and acknowledge that, okay, I lied, I'm sorry, but the other partner is not ready to forgive. And we keep on, reminding him or reminding her, even years to come, that was how you lied to me, last year or 2 years ago. That on its own too is not helpful. So you must be able to forgive. And sometimes it doesn't come easy. It depends on the context, because there are some people that they have age-long lies. You have people who have another child. You have people who have maybe sexually promiscuous. You have people who have done many terrible things in the past, and they've kept on the wraps, And when the husband or the wife gets to know, it may be very painful. And to say to readily forgive may not come that easy, but ultimately there will still be need for forgiveness. So that's one way to deal with it. And at times, if you can't undo it, then you can seek counsel.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I was going to ask the question that could it be hard for the other person to forgive readily? And I think you've sort of touched on that. And okay, yeah, and of course, I was also going to ask that if someone is struggling to actually forgive after finding out, what does he or she do? Which to seek help from trusted sources. Could a spouse that has been lied to just want to know why the other person told a lie just for curiosity? Probably has already made his own mind what she's going to do, he or she's going to do, and just wanted to just find out what, just for curiosity's sake, and without the intention of forgiving, as you said.
well, that's not going to help anybody. You know, overall, we've all got one life. And it's always best that we enjoy that one life. And one of the contexts within which we can enjoy life is within the marital relationship. So if you make the environment of your marriage to be toxic, it ultimately you are not helping yourself. Okay? And even those that, you know, they have pulled themselves apart and so on and so forth, they will tell you that it's not very easy, you know. The process itself, the aftermath of the process itself, and so on and so forth. So, one must not create a recipe that makes a relationship to become more and more toxic. As much as possible, when something can be remedied, then it should be. So, in trying to find out, it's always good to have that open heart too. Okay, of one, wanting to help your spouse. Number two, of you also changing to make it easier, you know, for your spouse to be able to tell you the truth. This thing happens when we look at even parents to children or children to parents. Okay, you discover that, again, it is also possible for children to lie when they feel that the reaction of the parent is always going to be negative if they say the truth. And in trying to help that child, the parent must also look in and ask, okay, what can I do to make telling the truth easy? So that also comes in. So it's not just only focusing on the other partner, but also looking inward. To say, okay, how well can I make myself also somebody that is easier, you know, to be told the truth. Like I said earlier on, there are some people that they are perpetual or serial liars. And even when you work on all these things and so on, they will just spontaneously, like this, they lie. Well, for such kind of a person, prayer, you know, because we are talking within a context of Christianity here. So you know, there's nothing prayer cannot do. Okay, pray for your spouse, seeking, you know, counseling from your spiritual leaders to be able to look at what the matters are, and actually for somebody that is born again, one of the hallmark of being born again is to drop lies, because the Bible also made us to understand that the person that has the Spirit of the Lord, he says, and he cannot lie because he's got his Spirit in him. What he's saying there is that the Holy Spirit will not teach you to lie. So if a believer continues to lie, a Christian husband or a Christian wife continues to lie, it's also a reflection of the spiritual state or the spiritual status of that person. So the person may also need to up, you know, the spiritual, you know, spiritual status, spiritual antenna, you know, and be able to be more sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord and follow the leading of the Spirit. So I think, and the more, for example, also you expose yourself as a spouse to prayer and the Word of God, the more you become truthful to each other. In essence, when you pray together, when you study the Word of God together, it becomes again much more difficult for you to be able to just lie to each other like that. So that closeness together helps you to, you know, to be able to cover each other's nakedness. The Bible also made us to understand that there is no fear in love. So once fear factor is coming in, that is breeding, you know, lies, it's also indicative of the fact that love is waning, you know. So that's what I can say. Yeah.
Thank you. And quickly, the last question: how can a spouse rebuild trust after he or she has been deceived by his or her partner?
It is possible. But we can't just say, oh, you know, there are instances in which you see wife or husband saying, hey, but why can't you just trust me? Just trust me. It doesn't just work that way. If, for example, you have broken trust, and we must realize it. One of the most dangerous, don't let me say the word dangerous, but one of the most difficult things to rebuild is trust, you know. So trust is very, very difficult to rebuild, and that's why you should try as much as possible not to destroy it. But it still doesn't mean that it cannot be rebuilt. Fundamental to rebuilding it is forgiveness. So in as much as we give opportunity for forgiveness, trust can be rebuilt. Apart from that, in as much as the party that lied can rightfully show remorse for what he or she has done, it also brings a fertile ground for reconciliation. It is different from when somebody lies and wants to bold face it and still want to force it down your throat. And so what? You know, so that doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help the relationship to be rebuilt. So I think that is fundamental. Remorse, allowing for forgiveness, but it takes time. Okay, but when we allow for forgiveness, you will be surprised how readily that rebuilding of trust can come back, you know. And if somebody repents, you know, like we discussed them last week, one of the hallmarks too again is the follow-up action. So you don't say, oh, I'm sorry about lying, and then next week they cut you again lying, week after next they cut you again lying. So that's showing that maybe you are not yet there, you know, repentance wise. So overall, there is nothing prayer cannot do, and with the word of God and trying to maintain non-toxic relationship, I think it makes love and truthfulness to try.
Thank you very much. We've really run out of time, and I hope one or two people listening, you know, that will listen, it has helped one or two people that will listen. And with that, we come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you again for joining us this evening. We'll be here with another amazing topic next week, 9 p.m. Wednesday UK time. We'll also use the opportunity to invite you, if you're in around Southampton, join us at Global Gospel Channel for Hangouts Christian Fellowship. It's an interdenominational fellowship gathering of believers just to strengthen each other in the world. You can also join us online on our website, ggchannel.co.uk. Thank you all, and God bless.
Yeah, bye. Thank you so much. Yeah, God bless you. Bye bye. Yeah, bye.